Hello everyone, it is approximately 12:30 in the UK, PM that is, on Sunday the 20th of April, Easter Sunday, and I'm currently ironing. Now, a few of my excited followers or listeners might be thinking, blind person ironing, oh my god. Okay. And a few blind people might be thinking, a blind person ironing, oh my god. Well, anyway. I just want to explain a few things and try and give a few tips to some blind people that may not be very confident in ironing or even attempting to do any ironing. I've been ironing since I were about 12 or 13. Just because it was just something that I needed to do. I was going out somewhere and I needed some clothes. And I ain't gotten ready and it was my own fault basically because I didn't tell my mum. And my mum said, well, iron them yourself then. So I did, in a roundabout way. Fair enough, at that age I had got some usable sight, so it weren't as much of a challenge as what it is now, or after I lost my usable sight. So, I tried iron guard, they were called, and it was this thing that fitted round the base of your iron where your metal plate is. So that if your fingers hit this thing, they won't get burnt. Because being burnt by an iron is not very nice, I can assure you of that. Anyway, this thing kept falling off. It were a nightmare, honestly. So I got burnt more times using that than what I'd ever done before. Using nothing. Because you get to be very careful and very aware of where things are. Especially when you're using an iron. And that's what it's all about. It's being aware of your surroundings, where you've put your iron, how far from the end of the ironing board it is, and so on and so forth. So, I came up with a solution. And my solution is to use an oven mitt. You know, you can get these single oven mitts just for one hand. Mine's I'm not sure what colour it is or anything, what make it is. But I've had it absolutely years. It's just plain. It ain't got no grippy things on it or anything. It's just a plain oven mitt. It's got some kind of coating on the outside. It's not a cloth one, if that makes sense. It's got some kind of coating on it. And I'm right-handed. So I put the mitt on my left hand. And I have the iron in my right hand and away I go. And it makes things so much easier. I haven't burnt my fingers. The only time I have really burnt my fingers using this method is when I've just misjudged where the iron is and I've caught it with my right hand. But, you know, these things happen. You get what I tend to do is, like now I've just got a t-shirt. Put my oven mitt right at the end, the pointy bit of the ironing board. Put the t-shirt fairly close to it. My iron is right at the other end, at the square end of the ironing board. So I picked it up, got my t-shirt on, and away I go. And, you know, we haven't got a special iron or anything. It's just a Morphy Richards steam iron turbo, I think it's called, or ultra, or something, but it's nothing out of the ordinary, and that's about it really. So I thought I'd share that with you in case some people find it useful. I went through a phase of not ironing. A few things led to it really. Basically, I got where I couldn't be bothered. But I know it sounds snobby. I like ironed clothes. I like wearing iron clothes. It looks, when people look at you, it looks a bit more presentable. Not that people aren't presentable, but it looks more as if you've put an effort in, if that makes sense. And I don't iron everything perfectly. I know I don't. But at least I've tried, and that's the main thing. So my thing is just, if you are scared, if you do find it a bit daunting, just give it a go. Just try ironing a small thing, a small t-shirt. T-shirts are easy. I always put it on like the bottom first. So I'm holding it in my hands now. Okay, and to facing upwards up to the ceiling is the bottom of the t-shirt. Put that on my ironing board. So and then it just comes where the ironing board ends, just under arms is where it falls down. And that's where I start, and then I turn it round and do the arms and the neck and the rest of it. So it's really good. So if anybody would like me to help them or go through it with them a bit more, then I will do. I just wanted to share the oven glove idea with you, because I've been doing this for years and it's worked fine for me. You don't need all these fancy iron guards or any other gadget that people try and sell you, because for one, they don't work, and for two, you normally have oven gloves in your house anyway, so just use that. Anyway, I won't ramble anymore, because I've got some trousers and whatnot to iron, so I'll disappear. I just wanted to share that with you. Bye for now.